Dear Chicago.
Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Well, well, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Waylon.
Today is, do you have the thing on?
No, I do hear the echo, though. That is definitely weird.
Okay, so I think I fixed it.
Oh,
I think
there
it was
you go.
Me. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. Today is July 17th, 2013.
It is.
And you probably did not hear one third of the podcast say his name.
No, that's right. James LeRoy, or I should say Amanda Lynn.
Amanda Lynn.
Is rehearsing as a backup for the opener and closer of his show that he has this Saturday.
So is he going to be in the show?
No, yeah, he has his two numbers.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, then I'm not coming.
No, not just that not all the girls perform in the opener and closer all the time.
Okay. How do they decide? Like numbers or straws?
Ashley decides.
Oh.
It's her show.
Okay. Go ahead, Ashley.
But Vivian and Amanda both are backups when people can't show up to the rehearsal. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things, they don't really rehearse it until the Wednesday before the show, and if people can't make it, then they find other people like that's in the show that isn't
doing
it.
Wait. They don't rehearse anything until the Wednesday before the show. They have a whole month.
First of all, everyone rehearses their own shit on their own time.
Oh, okay.
This is just for the opener and the closer.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, okay. No, Bradley does his own. They don't like practice in front of each other.
They don't do like a whole show and practice.
No, this
is. They should do that and give each other tips, because sometimes they need tips.
Please. Yes, they do, but that's not how drag works.
Not they're, money tips.
They're weird anyway, how they do things. But what? Hey, what show number are we on? Because
we're on odd numbers, so I think this is 504 and 505.
Wow, I know how much you enjoy ending on an odd number.
I know. I don't like it. It's bad luck, but the show must go on. So we have a few people in the room today.
We
want to thank you. Thank them.
Yes. Thanks first to Mark downstairs, who also asked a question.
Mark downstairs.
As Ricky pounds on our floor. No, Amanda Lynn has not been serving any special tea to the regular performers a la All About Eve.
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
He's kind of prettier than most of them anyway, so he doesn't really need to feed them tea, because I think he's getting what he wants anyway.
He needs to show them how to shade more.
Mm.
You know, like...
You mean get rid of some of the beards?
And lines of makeup that don't blend together.
I see.
But I'm not judging, because I don't do drag, so I try not to judge people.
That's a first.
I don't judge people intentionally, except for this Asian lady today that had... Did you see the picture I posted?
No, but I also love, though... Before we get into that, that one of our listeners can't listen right now because he's at work, and his only contribution to our show was just lacist.
Ed Chan in Singapore.
So continue with
how
your...
dare you work and not listen to us? He could be listening right now live.
Mm-hmm. Continue,
but
with...
they probably work really hard. They're not allowed to have fun over there.
Continue with your Asian lady story.
So there was a lady that got off the train, and I took a picture. And I said, oh, no, honey, no, you can't wear that out in public. And I want to show you why, because she was mismatched and it was scary looking. And one of the listeners or one of my people on Facebook said it was probably the Wicked Witch of the West, because her legs look about that same color.
Oh, that doesn't even match. I think you need to put that to your computer and put it or somehow and put it into the chat. That's like if Kermit the Frog was wearing a green skirt that was neon.
Well, this is actually like the primary color green, right? Or the secondary color green.
I'd say that maybe the legs were.
No, this is like that's like an olive, or I don't know. There's this to me is like the true color of green.
Either way, the picture that he's showing is from the back.
I don't know how
the back of a woman that's wearing a white sweater. And this knee-length green, primary
jeggings.
Green skirt that then has like olive green
jeggings on,
leggings
with white shoes. Oh yeah, they're not jeggings because they're not jeans. And she's Asian, so sometimes they don't know how to match their clothes.
Please, come on now. Not all Asians are like that. Have you seen the Japanese? Have you seen the Japanese?
I don't know which those anime, Asians.
Those anime kids can dress.
Look, stripes on plaid, no. Or vertical stripes on, not Ricky, vertical, horizontal,
do
no,
we really,
diagonal.
Do we really need to start calling out on the people's wardrobe? Do we need
no,
to,
like
do we
polka
need
dots.
To, do we need to keep starting a list of the, every time we see a Ricky Burton wardrobe
malfunction.
Yeah.
Well, how many do I have?
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna start keeping
no
track.
No one's ever
now.
Told me anything.
Well, maybe because we're you like
you feel sorry for me.
Yeah, maybe since you like me validated so much, we're worried about hurting your feelings.
Oh please, there is no one worried about hurting my feelings.
Really,
really.
I don't know about that.
Anyway,
I make my all decisions on whether or not it's going to make you happy or sad.
And most of them, you make the decision only if it's going to make me sad.
I wish.
So you guys, let's talk about Pride 48 a little bit.
Yes, let's do.
We're going to be there. It's like September something through something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's the September 5th.
It's the first full weekend, so it's the 5th, 6th, and 7th, 5th
through the 9th, I think.
Yes.
No, 6th, 9th, 8th. It's the 7th through the 9th, but people are arriving the 5th through the 11th, I think.
Actually, it is the 6th. The first, the pink carpet will be on Friday the 6th, and then it will be for Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday the 8th. Though you'll be getting in Wednesday the 4th.
Yes, I will.
We'll be getting in Thursday the 5th with most people. And then I think we're all leaving on the 9th, Tuesday.
Yes.
Monday, excuse me.
You guys, you need to go there because it's fun, it's enjoyable, and we will be there. And also, we are heading up the suite for Pride 48. So we are doing all the scheduling of the volunteers, all
That's
the
right.
themes or whatever you guys are going to do. So if you would like to volunteer for an hour or 2 hours or whatever at the suite, let us know. We don't have the specific times that it's going to be open yet, but we can go ahead and take your request.
Yeah.
And we have two already.
Yeah, just like if any of you podcasters want to... not or to volunteer, it's just like with the scheduling of the times, let us know that you want to do it, and then we'll be in contact once we're ready to kind of go there. But start thinking about what themes you want to do. I know
you don't have to do a theme if you don't
you
want.
Don't have to, but
you can just be in the room,
but you should, because yeah,
if you can, you should.
Turniphead had the best theme last year.
You're only saying that because you got an award.
Yeah, but still, the fact that they came with little metal statue awards for the boxer party,
and there were some very robust fronts of underwear in there.
Gotcha.
Very pleasing.
But yes, but whatever you do, when you send it to Foul Monkeys, please only send a separate email versus any other kind of communication, because we're kind of collecting it all so that we can go back to it. Mm-hmm. And we'd hate to either lose your volunteer because you have something fantastic to share with us, or... we don't share your fantastic bit of news because we save it in the vault.
So Anne-Marie Parker.
Yeah.
Email us separate if you're going to Pride 48. Exactly. Because it will get lost.
I would love her to go to Pride 48 because I'd like to meet her.
We live close enough that we could probably go
take
a train.
Her?
No. But she lives in Michigan. I don't think she's very far.
Maybe we'll have to make it happen.
Or maybe we could do like a halfway meetup because DeAndre lives in Michigan. DeAndre.
In Detroit.
Which is not in the room. I don't know where he is, but whatever. He's probably eating lunch with some bear.
I don't know, though. He was emoting on Twitter about how he was wishing someone would ask him to go steady. And then I asked him if he was going to go to steady with us by listening to our
Amish land or
by listening to our show tonight. And he goes, "Don't tease." Or something like that. So,
Waylon, what do you think about my beard? I mean, is it looking okay? Is it...
You want my honest opinion? Yes, we're going to give it to you. since you asked. I think actually it's growing in rather nicely.
Mm-hmm.
My preference of beard is the way that I trim, which is I cannot stand neck beards.
Mm-hmm.
I think it...
I had to shave it down a little because it was like...
It doesn't make... it makes people look chunky. It's called creating a fake jawline. Right. It's a chunky boy trick, and I think more people need to do it. Bradley doesn't do it, and I think he should. But
he's not that chunky to have one.
But still, it would make...
just want him to look more like Justin Timberlake.
No, because I don't know if everyone else here knows, but he shaved his fucking head. I don't know if you've seen
him. Oh, yeah. I saw it. Remember I said, Waylon, I've never seen your head like this before. And you're like, you never will because my head's shaped odd.
That's right, because I think it's awful. However...
How do you know? You can't see the back of your head.
I can feel the ridges.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want... Oh, we talked about it on the last show because you didn't want a hot dog neck.
That's right. And Ricky said Ricky's beard, as in his fake girlfriend. No. No.
Lauren's not here.
No, but I think that if you were to trim right like underneath your jawline and get rid of this, it would look cleaner and more attractive.
But the thing is that when I do that, like this is even more prominent.
I think you could do it a little higher and find the happy medium where you create the jawline where you want it and it won't be as noticeable.
Okay.
Because technically in pictures, I can still see my little frog toad double chin that I can't stand, but if I'm standing up straight and whatnot, you can't see it as well.
We should start wearing like little plastic bands that go like this around our ears, so we always look like.
No, I'm not that worried about it. Especially
you work from home, so I guess it doesn't matter. But people at work were like, "Ooh, Ricky's growing a beard. What's up with that?" Because this is really the first time ever.
When I grew my handlebar mustache, there was no one to notice because I work from home.
You're like looking in the mirror. Look at my mustache. Look at my mustache.
Yeah.
I've seen your mustache.
I used to have to take pictures or like little videos when I had staff and I would send them reminders to share that kind of shit. But whatever.
We got to remember to look at the room since there's only two of us. Brad's not here to pay attention to it.
Well, normally I pay attention to it.
So anyway,
welcome Turniped.
Yes.
Welcome Ant.
Fan in Denver.
I wonder which fan that is.
Fuster Cluck, Wisconsin, also known as
RC.
RC.
Jimmy Bear. Mark downstairs.
Who?
You mean Seder?
Who?
Seder.
I don't get those letters.
Toppy Smelly and Veritable Virgo, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to, what kind of talk is this?
Welcome to
Midsummer Fest Talk, where it's 96 degrees in Chicago.
It is
and
so.
And it's about 100% humidity. 1,000% humidity.
Yeah, that's the thing that's awful right now, is that actually it doesn't feel 90-something, I don't think. It's that humidity that you walk out the door and your shirt's wet from sweat.
It's 91 degrees outside, but
and it doesn't.
You will die.
It was better for a couple minutes because we had a little bit of a rain.
And some wind.
But then all of a sudden now, of course, it's going to be more humid, more humid. So, in chat room, what do you got for us? I do know that we did get one suggestion for a topic, and that was from Lala Lauren.
Which, we're going to cut this real quick because you're talking to the wrong crowd, sister.
Yeah, Lala Lauren said, it's hot outside. Guys walk around without shirts. I personally find this disrespectful and rude. Hot or not, discuss.
Hot.
I don't disagree, but I could see how it's a little disrespectful. But the better part of it, they can keep their shirts on, but the doinger shorts.
Oh, yeah.
When I was picked up Bradley from work tonight, and people were running away from the rain, and I'm parked right downtown, and it was like, holy Jesus, none of these men are wearing underwear.
Or they're wearing underwear, they just can't keep it under control, which is hot.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, Lord, Lord, baby, Jesus.
Ain't nobody got time for that. you guys in the summer here, and well, I live closer to the lake. So we always have people coming from the lake on, to our side of the highway there or lake or LSD, Lakeshore Drive. So they're always coming under the tunnel right in front of our house. And like before they even get out, you see their penis just like bouncing. Like I'm going to start sitting right there at the tunnel just to watch that.
Right. Right.
And I'm going to record it.
But Veritable, I would agree with you. I wear Degree deodorant from time to time. And yes, that stuff, no matter how many showers you take, will never wear off.
I used to wear Degree, but they changed the formula. And then like when I got a new stick of it, they had changed the formula. And then the next day, I was at the doctor's office because all of my underarm was broken out, cracked, and bleeding.
Yeah, I can't wear the gel.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that will eat your shit up.
Or that Bradley wears like old man deodorant.
Old Spice.
Old Spice, but it's that blue. It's not the gel, but it's the other.
Oh, it's like the kind of like the
blue, like wet. Yeah.
I don't like that either.
No, I do like solid. I do like the degree for me. It's good. But actually, to be honest, I don't wear deodorant every day. And I don't stink, though.
Yeah, but you work from home, so it's not like.
Yeah, but actually, I haven't worn deodorant in 2 years, except when I get a little spicy. You've never noticed.
I don't know what to say right now. I can tell you something that from Lush products that you could have that's like, it's not scented. I used it and it's a like a mm-hmm. natural deodorant and it works really good. There's no scent, but it does keep you from like sweating and stuff.
Fuck you, Mark, from downstairs. I wondered what that smell was in the building.
I want to know why it smells like marijuana time I come into the building.
That's because someone must be smoking pot.
Because every time I come in, I'm like, what's going on here?
Jimmy Boy wears English leather deodorant. Okay. Jimmy Boy, I do love your soap dispenser that you posted in the chat room.
No, that's Toppy Smelly.
Oh, I thought that was Jimmy. Oh, no, that was Toppy. It's hard with the pictures.
Oh, there's a professional musician in the building, so that automatically means marijuana.
Well, he's also a jazz musician.
Marijuana.
Yeah. But then we used to have other marijuana guests.
Uh-huh. Guests.
Guests. But they were only here for a short stay. Like, uh-huh. Well, one lease, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Let's see. Oh, my God. Like, all right, we're reading Veritable Virgo. Oh, my God. I used once and went in the shower, and it was like glue. I used Menin Active Fresh Speed to stick. Deodorant only. I don't have antiperspirant because we're supposed to sweat. Yeah, I think that, like, antiperspirant thing, I think that's the thing that, like, causes, like, they say cancer or whatever.
I don't really sweat from my armpits as bad as I do everywhere else, so I just go for the deodorant.
Under my boobs. Oh. I sweat like a motherfucker.
So, since we're chunky boys, and I know we've talked about this before, and I know we've got some chunky monkeys in the room here at the Foul Monkeys podcast, but I love the little stick that Arm & Hammer is now making that is specifically for Chub Rub. Oh. It's basically deodorant stick that I will lube up my inner thighs with.
See, this is a thing though. Like, I don't have a problem with that. I don't know like why I don't, because it's not like my legs are skinny. But I've never had a problem with that, unless I'm like swimming or if I'm at the beach or something.
No, like if I have to walk anywhere downtown and I don't wear the right underwear and I get any kind of sweat, I will come home and
red and stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes it will get like the kind of the rash type of thing. And actually, I bled before when being in Vegas, not this last time, at Disney, just because you were walking around for so long. And then you don't realize how painful it is until the next day. We can barely move because then you walk around like you have to take a dump because you're trying not to
rub them together.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I've never had that issue. I mean, I've heard people talking about it. And I like when I was working out, I did it. Because I think I did get it while I was running, but
maybe your thighs are so big that when you're walking,
it's just one big flap.
Your steps aren't wide enough to actually make them separate.
Come on, not true.
So speaking of moves,
that is sizes.
That is sizes, and DeAndre.
Oh, what? Why is his name just DeAndre? It should be DeAndre.
DeAndre. And welcome also to Roland Colon, which I'm going to guess is definitely RC because of the R and the C, and his other long-ass name disappeared.
Also, DeAndre, I think you should have as many A's as many inches of your penis. Hard.
What? You're just trying to be
if
tricky.
There's like 12
You're
A's,
trying to be tricky to see
hey.
How many.
Jimmy Bear, I did have that problem when I was working out, and I was so embarrassed to go into the running store to do this, but apparently it's a big issue for everyone. But like my nipples would get like raw on the end from like my shirt, and so they had make little pasties, or you could put the deodorant on it.
I think we've told the story in the show before, but I went to college with a guy whose sister gave herself a black eye with her tit because she tried to get back into her pre-baby weight and used her old sports bra. And on a treadmill at home, it popped out and smacked her in the eye and gave her a black eye. And she was too embarrassed to tell people, so she just told people that her husband hit her. And I was like, I don't know what's worse. Like, I would rather tell people about the boob eye versus...
Or why can't you just say, my kid hit me in the eye?
Are you really going to get a black eye when you get hit with a baby hand that's only, you know, like a couple months?
They can be serious.
No, now their nails could cut the shit out of you, but no, that little hands can't
get a black eye. Oh my God, speaking of babies, what did you think about that link I posted with the 1 second of the baby for every day of the year?
It was really damn adorable.
I was like, this has Waylon written all over it.
Pretty much. Because
that baby was cute.
That baby was cute. Actually,
except
not
for the
first.
Beginning. Yeah. It was scary.
Because at first I was like, ooh.
He had like those monkey wrinkles.
He looks like an old man and he's not happy.
But he had like the biggest, bluest eyes. He was cute.
He did. So I started Weight Watchers again.
I saw you check in there yesterday.
Yes, I was rather shocked. I thought that I was right around where I left or a couple pounds left. So I started Weight Watchers again January 22nd of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped Weight Watchers because my father died between then and the middle of February. And when you go back home and you have wakes, I mean, the amount of
and
fried chicken and the
you
amount of biscuits and gravy and chicken and noodles and shit I had didn't really work. So I stopped. So my last weigh-in was like, I don't know, like February 26th of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So Tuesday, I weighed in for the first time since then, and I was 7 pounds down.
Well, that's good.
But what's even more, which I can't believe, is that now I'm still down 22.8 pounds from January 22nd, 2012.
Yeah, but you guys try to eat healthy here, though.
We do, but I was just shocked that it actually was working. So now that I'm actually counting and trying to do more, I'm hoping that it will keep going off. So
I don't have a reason why I should not be on Weight Watchers or why I should not be exercising. I have a gym in my building. And I get free Weight Watchers at work.
Because your commute is so fucking long that there's no way you're going to go in any earlier or that you're going to stay any later.
No, not the gym at work.
Oh, your building.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, you might see some good eye candy in there too.
I have.
So why not?
And
the
only thing that sucks is there's no sauna.
Oh, DeAndre added some A's. I left Ricky had to be quiet to count it.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, that's suitable. I expected a little more, but okay.
And thank you everyone for your congrats. I was rather shocked, and I'm trying to make it the positive go forward to keep on progressing.
Keep on trucking.
Yes. One of our new listeners.
Maybe we could do a partnership thing. Not like we do it together, but try to lose. Well, I mean, it's not going to happen like this Pride 48. But what if we showed up like super skinny for Pride 48 next year?
Well, first of all, no. We could do that. But the only way that's going to happen is if it's a contest and my contest is to lose more percentage than you. Doing it together is not any kind of motivation. But if I have someone to beat, oh, shit. 30 pounds, just like that.
Oh, you know what? We're going to make this happen.
Are you gonna start now, or are you going to...
Well, let's wait until New Year's.
Wait until New Year's. Nice. And Variable, I agree with you. He just said, just focus on the weighing, measuring with portion control, and get rid of all the artificial crap. I, frankly, we don't eat a lot of artificial stuff here, because I make most of our food, and I don't usually use artificial... The only artificial I use is I really do like Truvia, that little stevia, you know, because I think personally, I think it tastes like sugar and it's perfect in my coffee. And Costco, you can buy it by the, you know, gigantic box.
It's hard in my house because I live with a Mexican who eats rice and tortillas every day of their life and cheese and rice and tortillas.
But the upside of that is, one, you don't have to eat it. And two, because of his allergy, you're not tempted with pork or beef. Because the Lord knows. I'm just glad that last week I decided that, you know, we are going to have biscuits and gravy for dinner. And we did. Oh. And Lori came over and we made homemade biscuits and gravy. And it was fucking amazing.
Did it have sausage in it?
Well, yeah, that's the only way to have biscuits and gravy.
I don't know. Some places just have pepper gravy. I think it's weird.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's not.
What's the point?
That's not sausage. That's not.
But I think some bacon should be added in there too.
Well, it's funny you say that. Whenever I use Bob Evans sausage, there's never enough grease. And I have a
bacon
thing of
bacon. Grease.
I have a thing of bacon grease in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. So I use like 2 tablespoons of that to get more grease to make the gravy. And let me tell you, the mixture of the sausage and bacon gravy makes the best biscuits and gravy.
Mm. I want it.
Yeah.
So is there anything going on in the room right now that I can...
No, they're talking about everything that we were just talking about, really.
Artificial sweeteners are the worst because they trick the brain and prevent it from regulating the hunger switch. I don't know if Truvia Stevia is also a problem in that regard. I use...
Well, Stevia is actually
Splenda.
A...
Splenda. That's what I use.
Well, Splenda and Truvia at least come from a natural product. It's not like sweet.
So are they artificial?
Well, I think it probably depends on what your definition, to be honest. I don't know for sure, but they both come from a plant.
Well, it's just an alternative to cane sugar, right? It's
right.
Not like a,
but it's not like sweet and low, which is
like chemical
artificial. Yeah.
I am a Southern Fried Chicken snob.
Yes, except you like mine, my boneless at least, because
mm-hmm.
it's good.
I will go to a place, and if their fried chicken is not good, I will. Be like, your fried chicken's not good. Where's Popeyes?
That's actually, I've been craving that now that I'm on Weight Watchers because they keep having these KFC commercials with these new hot little like spicy bites. I grew up with KFC.
I did too, but I cannot stand
did
it
you know that the KFC on Grubhub you can deliver from the one over on Sheridan near you?
Did you also know a person was shot killed in front of that store?
Oh, well, I'm not surprised. That's the corner where my beard got raped when I first moved to Chicago.
That's also 2 weeks ago where 5 people got shot at the bus stop there.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice.
I don't eat fried chicken away from home. It has to be homemade or I won't eat it.
Yeah, and DeAndre.
Well, DeAndre, you're rich, and I guess you can have people make that for you.
Yeah. and then DeAndre, bacon grease. I'd never heard of it. My mom has done it in a pinch growing up. So I guess I have heard of it, but it wasn't something we always did because, you know, I guess sausage wasn't as lean as it is now. But I was at a retreat once where there clearly was not enough grease for the amount of people, and someone suggested it because they just made like enough bacon for 40 people. And I was wondering like, would this really change the flavor? Well, because there is sausage in it and the sausage grease, it doesn't change the flavor at all, but it adds a depth to it that's actually
you can taste it.
I don't you like in mine. Yeah, I couldn't taste it.
You couldn't taste the bacon grease?
No, absolutely.
Did it have like chunks of bacon in it?
No, it was just grease.
Oh, because see, like when my grandma and my mom did it, it had like burnt pieces, like it had pieces of bacon inside of it too.
Oh no, my
not like thick chunks, but like
no,
the
because
leftovers.
my grease when you put it in hot, all the sediment goes to the bottom, so it's just pure bacon fat at that point, which is nice.
It's still amazing.
Now they're having a debate on stevia, glucose, and
some. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that anymore.
We
that's
do have. We did not get any email. I'll go while you say what you're going to say. We didn't get any emails, but I'll start setting up our voicemails.
Turnip said he feels like eating boiled cabbage. I do have to say, I love, love, love corned beef and cabbage.
I think that is disgusting because I don't like corned beef and I don't like cooked cabbage.
Ugh.
Actually, about cooked cabbage thing is getting better because of those damn runs of things from Iowa or Nebraska.
Oh, the little bake pocket things?
Yeah, and I make that casserole, so I'm getting better with it. But I do want to try the cabbage rolls.
Don't you eat pierogies? That's sauerkraut. That's different.
Well, I hate sauerkraut.
I do too. I don't like it.
However, I'm getting better with the non-kraut cooked cabbage. I want to try some cabbage rolls because I've been finding a lot of good recipes for like the braised cabbage rolls and things, but... And DeAndre, I know everyone loves corned beef. My whole family does, but there's just something about corned beef that I don't like. Except if it's corned beef hash and there's lots of potatoes. Ooh. Lots of potatoes.
I hate that.
And I have lots of ketchup. That was the only way. That's the only way I'd eat it as a kid.
What's the point?
And then my mother wouldn't even use real potatoes. We only use canned potatoes.
Worse.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys Wail Willie. JamesLeroyFM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and JamesLeroyFM@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.